Blog Talk Radio.
That light has come, the glory of Yah has risen up on his sons and his daughters. The darkness is uncovered, pull sheets up of our lovers, we're perverted till we burn. So now it's time to return back to Yah, our city of refuge, the fountains of living waters. The showers weave with righteousness, restores my order and turns this song to a king, a song for my soul to sing that brought me down very low. My garments white like the wings. Shaddaiah, praise be the Most High that brought me out of his sanity, crushed the towers of vanity and made a man of me. I'm now asking for a key, no longer my refugee. I'm now y'all's planet.
We don't rise to
waters came to your ankle, the method did repeat. Waters came right to your knee before you further joke goings. Waters came to your loins, a thousand measures and the last, a river you could not pass. Everything that touched the waters was healed. Plenty of fish left to swim. There was meat from the trees, nourished the bodies from leaves. The vision I seen was more than a dream. Waters flow on sides of sanctuary. My heart had joy and merit. I'm renovating my soul until we make it home. Foolish sin forever gone. Your spirit resting on my bones. Brothers and sisters, you with me. Let's purge that stuff really quickly. Make our souls polished as 50. So we come. About my sins are too many. I thought another God could save. To you awoke me from my slumber, pull me right from my grave. And now that I'm saved, I'm blessed to know or understand truth. That no blessing, no curse is coming, least is coming through you. I sing praises to my God to my very last breath, and use your laws as a ladder if I ever misstep. Let's praise the Most High, Yah, pay His holy name regard. We have come a long way, yet we got so far before we right before our King. All of this ain't seen to we the sons of righteousness with healings up in our wings.
We
gone.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. Once again, the Creator has blessed us and allowed us to come before you once again, another week, another day, bringing to you his great, holy, and exalted words, even the words of truth. My name is Ray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, all we're going to do is tell you the truth, for y'all ordained me to tell you the truth, and this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our king, he's our judge, he's our lawgiver, and Yah is our only savior, and not just of Israel. Yah is the savior of the world. And I praise the mighty Yah on this great and glorious, beautiful night or day as we enter into the evening on this eighth day of the heathen calendar, 13th day of our Hebrew calendar of the very first month. Of course, we will be celebrating the Passover tomorrow night. Of course, we can't keep the Passover in America. The only place the Creator allowed us to keep Passover is in the place where he chose to place his name, and this is in Jerusalem. And we'll go over all this tomorrow night so you can have all the facts, all the truths, all the unadulterated word of Yahweh. Because there's very different and diverse teachings on the Passover. But all we're going to do is tell you the truth. That's tomorrow night. And then the following night, we will come back together and celebrate the liberation of our people from Egypt. And this is real, real important, because when our people was liberated from Egypt in the days of old, the 15th day of the very first month of our year, people was liberated out of Egypt, and the Creator said he liberated our people by night. And of course, our people walked right out of Egypt at night. But just imagine, just think about this, just consider this. How many more feasts of unleavened bread will we as a people be talking about the liberation of our people from Egypt? How do we know whether this will be the first, the last time, or maybe next year, the last time? But we know this last time is fastly coming upon us. But we will no longer talk about and speak about and say, Yah liveth, that brought the children of Israel out of Egypt. But Yah liveth, that brought up the children of Israel out of the north and out of all the lands wherein he scattered us. So let us celebrate and let us have fun in the last of what our fathers did in the days of old. Tonight we're going to discuss the seasons of Yahweh. And we're going to discuss this in a manner so you can understand what the word seeing is. And we start this discussion in the book of Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, the very first verse, where the Creator says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. This is a chapter that we really got to teach you just by itself. The very first thing it says, when it deals with to everything, there's a season and to a, there's a time to every purpose under the heaven. And the very first time that it will give you is a time to be born and a time to die. And why? Because these two times are from one extreme to the next. One is the beginning time, and one is the ending time. And everything must be born, because everything must be made. A lot of people think the word born just means you came forth through a woman. Well, if it mean that, then what do it mean when a sheep or a cow or a deer is born? These are just animals. What do it mean when an ant? Even a roach is born, because they have a time in which they are brought forth. The sun, moon, and stars, they were born on a certain day. And this is what eludes the people today. They think the moon or the sun or the stars dictate when you are born. No. The sun, moon, and stars were born also. And they do dictate the date. So when we go to determine our years and our months and our days, it is based and predicated on the birth of the very thing that Almighty said shall be for signs, for seasons, for days, and for years. But we all are born, and we got to know the day in which we are born. This is why we are going to talk about seasons. The Creator, when he brought forth season, he made sure that he made a covenant that seasons will never, ever be broken. Watch this in the book of Genesis, the 8th chapter. In the book of Genesis, the 8th chapter, the 8th chapter, the 22nd verse, this is what it says.
Genesis 8, verse 22. While the earth remaineth.
While the earth remains, and we in the earth today.
Seed time and harvest.
See, and if you don't have the earth, then what sense does it make to have seed time and harvest?
And cold and heat.
What sense do it? You got the heathens going around looking for a life, the existence of life in various different places. Little do they know, the scriptures say, while the earth remains, seed time and what? Harvest. Cold and what? Watch what it says.
And summer and winter.
Summer and winter. He doesn't tell you it's spring, it's summer, it's fall, it's winter. They got all kind of types of season. But Yahweh has two. And it's called summer, and it's called winter.
And day and night shall not cease.
And he said the other season is day and night shall not what? It shall not cease. In other words, these are the, everything falls in the confines of seed time and harvest. cold and heat, summer and winter, and day and night. Everything. So everything Yahweh made will fall in line in these things. Therefore, when you read certain things in the scriptures, you have to know its season. As we started in the book of Ecclesiastes, it says, there's a season for everything. And why? Because everything has a time in which it is born. Even if you don't know that time, Yahweh is still letting you know that it has a season. He just haven't declared it to you, but it has a season. Now, why is that so important? Well, let me show you why. If you go to the book of Psalms 104, turn it. Because this is one of the controversies that our people have today. And it don't have to be a controversy if we just trust in Yahweh. And watch what it says. In the book of Psalms 104, and this is what it says in the 19th verse.
Psalms 104, verse 19. He appointed the moon for seasons. The sun knoweth his going down.
Of course, when most of our people read this, they under the impression, as I used to be, that the moon dictated all your very seasons. And if you didn't look at the moon and see the moon, then you couldn't tell the season. Until we began to investigate more closely. And I'll show you what happened in this investigation. But he said he appointed the moon for seasons. Continue reading.
Thou makest darkness.
Or the sun knoweth it is going down. Because the sun also is for season. Even though it don't say it right here, that's what it means. The sun knoweth is going what? Down. Because what is letting you know, the sun is appointed to go down at a certain time, at the same time, all the time. The only reason we're confused is because we got these clocks and these hours, and now we're just not looking at the sun going down. We're looking at certain times it go down, and we will argue about, no, it's the sun go down at 7, down at 8. No, it go down at 7:15. It don't matter when it go down. If y'all just watch it go down, y'all see it go down together. But in truth, if you stay all the way on the east part of town, you're going to see it go down way before those who see it on the west part of town. Now, the people on the west part of town, they're going to see it go down way faster than the east. But then, that might seem unbalanced. But the people on the east will see it come up way faster than everybody on the west part. And you might be talking to somebody on the phone. They say, man, the sun coming up. And they say, well, not over here. Because that light has to go across the sky. And it does. And that's what it means. The sun north is going down. Just like it knows it's coming up. Continue reading.
Thou makest darkness, and it is night.
Thou makest darkness, and it is night. Not day. even though many of our people want to tell you when the darkness comes, it is day. Not according to Yahweh. Not according to the scriptures. It says you make darkness, thou makest darkness, and it is night. Now, if you confuse about what Yahweh is saying, Yahweh will even give you a description of what he means. And how do he describe when it says, thou makest darkness and it is night? Go ahead.
All the beasts of the forest do creep forth.
Now you can't be confused. Just look in the day and then see a bunch of beasts come forth. You will, two-legged beasts, called people, mankind. But then just stay at night and see what happens. You eventually start going in because you'll start seeing beasts you don't want to see and hear things you don't even want to hear. That's how you know the different seasons. 21st verse.
The young lions roar after their prey.
They roar after their prey.
And seek their meat from Elohim.
Yeah, they know the Most High, and they know the Most High going to deliver to them their food. Why, if they didn't know the Most High, then why seek your meat from Elohim? Go ahead.
The sun arises.
It arises. The sun rises, even though the scientists tell you the sun is, it stands still, and the earth revolves around it. How they know that?
They gather themselves together.
And then when the sun rises, talking about the beast, they gather themselves together
and lay them down in their dens.
And they lay down in their dens because they know the seasons. They know their appointed times. They know the difference between when they are to come and when they are to go. What do man know? Supposed to be the supreme being of Yahweh. A being that is made after the image and the likeness of Yahweh. And it says in the 23rd verse,
man goeth forth unto his work.
They go forth unto his work.
And to his labor.
And to his labor. Well, what's the difference between work and labor? Well, the difference is work is your occupation. Labor, you can just do labor by just washing clothes, by washing dishes, by vacuuming and sweeping. But then a lot of people have work where they have an occupation that they go. And it says, man go forth to his work and to his labor.
Until the evening.
Until the evening. Why until the evening? Because at evening time, that's when the day went in, and that's when the night is breaking forth or overcoming, and that's when the beasts creep forth. And everything know their season. Everything know their appointed time, because that's all the word season means. And we got to know our appointed times. For example, just to let you know, when it says the moon seasons, well, what season? Yahweh? Is it for the summer season? The winter season? Is it for day season or night season? Is it for the harvest or seed time? When is this thing? When is the season? Since there's different seasons. Well, Yahweh answers that question. We don't have to answer no question because we don't have the answers to no question. But Yahweh do. And watch what Yahweh says about the moon for seasons. And let's see if we are in tune and one with Yahweh himself. Watch this in the book of Jeremiah 31. Jeremiah 33 first. Now, some people will read this. Jeremiah 33. Some people will read this and still won't understand it. Just like some people read where the scriptures say can die for your sins. And they still believe that a man can die for your sins. They just going to make Yahweh a lie. And you can't make Yahweh a lie. And watch what it says. Jeremiah 33, starting at verse 19. And what we're talking about are the seasons of Yahweh. Yes, there's a season called seed time and harvest. There's a season called cold and heat. There's a season called summer and winter. And there's a season called day and night. And since Yahweh said the moon is for season, what season was he speaking of? And watch what it says. Jeremiah 33:19.
And the word of Yahweh came to Jeremiah saying.
So we know this word is from Yahweh himself.
Thus saith Yahweh.
Thus says Yahweh.
If you
something that you would never ever read in the New Testament. Something that you would never ever read in the book of Jubilees. Something you would never ever read in the book of Enoch. And something that you would never, ever, 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 ever read in the book of Jasher. There's only one place you will read this, thus says Yahweh. And that's the Holy Scripture. And what you know of as the Old Testament. And what did Yahweh have to say to us?
Thus saith Yahweh, if ye can break my covenant of the day.
If you can break my covenant of the day, and how do you do that, Yahweh?
And my covenant of night.
Because he has a covenant of the day and a covenant of the night.
And that there should not be day and night in their season.
Because there's a day season, and there also is a what? Night season. And if the moon is for season, it couldn't be for the day season, because then what would that mean for the sun? This is why he said, if you break my covenant of the day and my covenant of the night, that there should not be day and night in their season. Go ahead.
Then may also my covenant be broken with David, my servant, that he should not have a son to reign upon his throne, and with the Levites, the priests, my ministers.
So we see how significant and important to understand season and keeping everything in their appointed season. Including the moon, including the sun, including mankind, including the beasts of the earth. Everything must be in their proper season. No wonder it says the sun north is going down, because it's appointed to go down at a certain time. No wonder it says the moon is for season, because it's supposed to come forth at a certain time. No wonder they talk about man goeth unto his work and his labor until the evening. Why? Because man is appointed to do certain things. No wonder it says, thou makest darkness, and it is night, wherein the beasts of the field creep forth. Because everything has a season. But these seasons are so vitally important that Yahweh said, if you break the covenant of the day or break the covenant of the night, then you can break the covenant he made with his servant David. And if you break that covenant, then you can forget the kingdom of Yahweh. You can forget that kingdom, because he only promised it to David. Watch what it says in the 22nd verse.
As the host of heaven cannot be numbered, neither the sand of the sea, so will I multiply the seed of David, my servant, and the Levites that minister unto me. Moreover, the word of Yah came to Jeremiah saying.
And you won't see that in no other book. Moreover, the word of Yahweh came to Jeremiah saying.
Considerest thou not what this people have spoken, saying, the two families which Yahweh hath chosen, he hath even cast them off. Thus they have despised my people, that they should not be no more a nation before them.
And that's what they're thinking today. They, under the erroneous impression that Yahweh's people is cast off. And we look like a cast off people. All you got to do is just hang on the corners and we look cast off. We look cast off. But we are not. All the people you driving past and they look like nothing. But they really are something. They are part of the chosen people of our Creator. And watch what it says about these people in the 25th verse.
Thus saith Yahweh, if my covenant be not with day,
if my covenant be not with the day,
and night,
and night,
and if I have not appointed the ordinances of heaven and earth,
and if I have not appointed these things,
then I will cast away the seed of Yaakov and David my servant, so that I will not take any of his seed to be rulers over the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For I will cause their captivity to return and have mercy on them.
And so Yahweh don't have no whatsoever that this covenant will be broken. Because Yahweh will give his servant, his elect, and his remnant the knowledge that they need to adhere to this covenant. And what covenant is that? The covenant of day and the covenant of night. And if you really, really don't know what that covenant is, Yahweh going to give you the answer to that question. And it's in Jeremiah 31. But I first wanted you to see that everything must be in a season. And there's only one way you can tell the night season. And there's only one way you can tell the day season. There's only one way you can tell the summer season. Or seed time and harvest. Cold and winter. And watch this is in Jeremiah 31, starting at verse 35.
Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 35. Thus saith Yahweh, which giveth the sun for a light by day, and the ordinances of the moon and of the stars for a light by night, which divideth the sea when the waves thereof roar. Yahweh of hosts is his name. If those ordinances depart from before me,
this is what Yahweh said. Thus says Yahweh, which give the sun for a light by day. Yahweh said that. And the ordinances of the moon, what is that? The ordinances of the moon are the various laws that govern the moon and the stars for a light by night. These are the various covenants that Yahweh made with day and night. Anytime he talk about the moon, he's going to deal with the night. And anytime he's talking about the day, he's always going to deal with the sun. But if those ordinances depart, 36th verse.
If those ordinances depart from before me, saith Yahweh.
And how do they depart from Yahweh? Well, we know they're not going to literally depart from Yahweh, because Yahweh, he keeps his covenant. But they will depart from you in keeping them. Well, you turn the day into night, night into day, as many of our people are doing right now. And this is a total sin that our people are committing. And they don't know the severity of this sin as it affects our people. Read that again.
If those ordinances depart from before me, saith Yahweh, then the seed of Israel also shall cease being a nation before me forever. Thus saith Yahweh, if heaven above can be measured and the foundations of the earth searched out beneath, I will also cast off all the seed of Israel for all that they have done, saith Yah.
Yeah, in other words, not only is Yahweh saying if these ordinances depart, but even if our enemies can search the heaven above and the earth beneath, what they try to do in the name of science, in the name of astrology, in the name of space exploration, in the name of NASA and NOVA. These are not, they're not just trying to teach you and educate you as most think. No, there's some deviant and devious things behind the scenes that our people will never ever know about unless they read the word of Yahweh. We know what's behind all these things. And this is to confuse the seasons of Yahweh. This is why it's imperative that we know our seasons. Imagine this. We had a law, and this is the law. You'll read this in the book of Numbers, the 28th chapter. In the book of Numbers, the 28th chapter, and we're going to start reading that very first verse, and watch what it says.
And Yahweh spake unto Moshe, saying, command the children of Israel, and say unto them, my offering and my bread for my sacrifices made by fire for a sweet savor unto me shall you observe to offer unto me in their due season.
Yeah, you notice it says these breads, these offerings, these sacrifices, they had to be offered to Yahweh in their due season. And now what season is that? Is it the season of the night? Is it the season of the day? Is it the season of seed time or harvest? Is it the season of cold or winter? Is it the season of the very day and night that we're speaking about? Let's see the appointed time. Do we have to look at the moon or the sun? What is going to dictate this season? And watch what it says.
And thou shalt say unto them.
And thou shalt say unto them.
This is the offering made by fire, which ye shall offer unto Yahweh. Two lambs of the first year without spot, day by day, for a continual burnt offering.
And you notice this offering, it automatically lets you know the season. And it says, day by day. And I may add, there's not one offering, not one, not half of one, not a third of one that is ever made at night. No sacrifices at night. The closest closest that a sacrifice is made at night is at evening. And evening is always a part of day. That's why it tells you day by day. And you'll read, and we're going to study this, that the mass majority of the things that we have to do had to be done by the evening. Even though the heathens are paid you every week or every 2 weeks, and some people get paid every month. But Yahweh said, look, we're supposed to give them people their money before the sun go down. It only made sense. That's when I did the what? The work. So it only made sense I get the money. But that don't make sense to the heathens at all. I give you money next week. Next week? I worked all week long. Yeah, that was in the hole. Well, why my money got to stay in the hole? Why can't my money be in my pocket? I don't want my money in the hole. But you don't have no choice. God's were slaves. And watch what it says.
The one lamb shall thou offer in the morning.
Now, and it says the one lamb, the ekad. That's what the word one means. One lamb you shall offer in the morning.
And the other lamb shall thou offer at even.
Which is the second lamb in Hebrew. It is say the second lamb you shall offer in the evening. Which let you know that the evening could never ever come before the morning, because it's always the second offering, the second sacrifice of the day. I don't care if you skip over the evening just to try to make it first, and you still can't make it first because you still got to go through a morning before you get to an evening. But when is this? What's the season? The season is the day season, in the morning and the evening. And just to show you something, what's the eighth verse of the same law?
And the other lamb shalt thou offer.
Well, start at the seventh verse.
Verse 7. And the drink offering thereof shall be the fourth part of a hin for the one lamb in the holy place. Shall thou cause the strong wine to be poured unto Yahweh for a drink offering?
Yeah, that's what you do for the one lamb. This is the drink offering, a fourth part of a hin for one lamb. In the holy place, shall you cause the strong wine to be poured unto Yahweh for a drink offering? Watch this a verse.
And the other lamb shall thou offer at even.
And the other lamb shall you offer at evening
as the meat offering of the morning.
In other words, saying you do that like the morning offering. Because the morning offering always comes first.
And as the drink offering thereof, thou shalt offer it, sacrifice made by fire, of a sweet savor unto Yahweh.
And what is all this saying? What is all this letting us know? It's just simply letting us know the seasons of Yahweh. This is what had to be done at his due season, at his appointed season, at his Moedim. You'll hear these brothers talk about Moedim. All that means is appointed time, appointed season. And nobody look at the moon to determine when they make a sacrifice to Yahweh. Now, if the moon is for seasons, then why would you look at the moon to make a sacrifice to Yahweh when there are no sacrifices made at night? And I may add, you can use the moon to make a morning sacrifice anyway, because what they call the crescent or the sliver only comes in the evening. It don't even come in the morning. So you can use it to comply with this law. And watch what it says in the 11th verse.
And in the beginnings of your month.
And in the beginning of your month. Their months do not exist days. To have a month, you must also have a day. Because a month is predicated on a certain amount of days. Therefore, if a day starts in the morning, when do you think a month starts? In the morning. They cannot start at two different times and you're doing things at two different times, and the night does not let you know when the month starts. And if a night don't let you know that, then the moon definitely can't let you know that. Because everything must be done according to its season. And watch what it says. I want you to see this. This is in a book of Psalms. Turn there for a second. Psalms 22. Just show you how keen our people was, and they knew the difference. It is us returning back to our former self. And watch what it says in the book of Psalms 22, starting at the very first verse.
My Elohim.
My Elohim.
My Elohim.
My Elohim.
Why hast thou forsaken me?
Yeah, they think Christ was the first person to say that. No, he wasn't. In other words, old David is saying, look, Yahweh, why haven't you helped me? Why have you forsaken me? You're not helping me. I'm calling upon you, but you're not answering me. We just assume Yahweh is answering us for everything, and that is not the case. If we're honest and we humble, Yahweh, the vast majority of our people ain't being answered at all. Look at our community. If Yahweh was answering our people, we would have unity by now. If Yahweh would answer our people, we'd be saved by now. If Yahweh was answering our people, you think we'd be plagued with all these curses? You think we'd be sick? No, we wouldn't be. And David is also saying, look, you're not answering me, Yahweh. Why are you forsaking me, Yahweh? And watch what it says.
Why art thou so far from helping me?
Why are you so far from helping me? Because it's been a long time since you've helped me on things.
And from the words of my roaring.
You don't hear me just hollering and crying to you, Yahweh?
Oh, my Elohim,
oh,
I cry.
Oh, my Elohim.
I cry in the daytime.
I cry in the daytime. And listen, they put this word daytime. But it's the Hebrew word yom, just means day. I cry in the day.
But thou hearest not.
You don't hear me at all, Yahweh.
And in the night season.
And in the night season.
And am not silent.
Am not silent. I'm crying at night too. And how do we know the night season? By the moon. How else do we know the night season? By the stars. And how do we know the day season? By the sun. Because these are covenants that Yahweh made with the day and the night. And these seasons are essential. It's life and death when it comes to our people. The heathen knows. This is why they searching, seeking every day to destroy our people. This president they call 45, he got another branch of the army. You got the Navy, you got the Army, you got the Marines, and now he talk about another branch of the army called the Space Wars. Where it's supposed to be a bunch of spacemen go out of, I guess, in space and fight wars. With who? I don't get this. This man is. Well, who are we gonna fight with? I see why they just call him 45. Because all you can do with 45 is either shoot yourself or drink yourself down. And his vice president talk about space as if nobody never went there. Even United States of America said they went to space. And he said, we're going to do boldly go somewhere where nobody... Somebody said that already. They said that on Star Trek. And but you should hear this speech this man gave about space. And this... But this who run in the country. Seasons are essential for us to know and understand. And why? Because there's a time and a season for everything. Look what the Creator said about Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread in the book of Exodus 12 when it comes to season. In the book of Exodus, one second, it might be the 13th chapter. Let me see real quick. Yes, it's Exodus 13. And I'm glad I went to this, and we're going to talk more in detail about this. Start at the sixth verse.
Exodus 13, verse 6. 7 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread, and in the seventh day shall be a feast to Yahweh.
And that's when we start eating unleavened bread tomorrow evening. Go ahead.
Unleavened bread shall be eaten 7 days, and there shall no leavened bread be seen with thee, neither shall there be leaven seen with thee in all thy quarters. And thou shalt show thy son in that day, saying, this is done because of that which Yahweh did unto me when I came forth out of Egypt. And it shall be for a sign unto thee upon thine hand.
It shall be a sign to you upon your hand.
That should be a sign upon thy hand and for a memorial between thine eyes.
And a memorial between your eyes. In other words, you'll have a lot of people, they have certain little objects on their hands, and then you'll see them little things dangling between their eyes. And it'll be right on their forehead or something like that. Of course, they get that also from the Jewish people.
That Yahzal,
there's not one thing that I can put between my eyes right there in my forehead and then see it. The Almighty said, this shall be for a memorial between your eyes. How are you going to remember something between your eyes and you can't see it? You can't see it. Yahweh wants you to be able to see the things that he wants you to remember. That's how you... He'll remember it. Go ahead.
That Yah's law may be in thy mouth, for with a strong hand Yahweh brought thee out of Egypt. Thou shalt therefore keep this ordinance in his season from year to year.
You shall therefore keep this ordinance in its season from year to year. And you will know to keep this ordinance if you know what a year is. If you know what a season is, and if you know the various laws that govern the seasons. This is vitally important to our laws. It is vitally important to our nation, even our priesthood, as well as our kingdom. And let me tell you something, Yahweh never gave our people. And you'll read about this in the book of Jeremiah, the 10th chapter. This is something you can disagree with me on everything that I just said. But this, you never ever, I know you can't disagree with. Jeremiah 10, the first two verses. Now look what it says.
Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 1. Hear ye the word which Yahweh speaketh unto you, O house of Israel.
This is what he speaks to the house of Israel, and this is what you will never see spoken in any other book. And watch what it says.
Thus saith Yahweh.
Thus says Yahweh.
Learn not the way of the heathen.
Don't learn the ways of the heathen. Which way, Yah?
And be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them.
So you will never ever have to go to a heathen to learn the ways of Yahweh. Even though our people do. And our people don't realize they never have to learn how heathens do what they do, because they're not keeping Yahweh laws. Here it is. Even though they're not growing a crop called the Abib, they will look all the way in Jerusalem to see what the heathens are doing to determine when to declare their new year. I was at the forefront and beginning of crafting this legislation that as Israelites we would do. But we did it without knowledge. We did the best that we could. But the Creator said he will magnify the law and make it honorable. And I know that we're not to go by heathens. Here it is, even though you can see the moon in your own city, in your own backyard, you'll have people sending out texts that the moon showing Jerusalem yet. What about the moon that you can see in your own backyard? And this, it makes no kind of sense to us. We say things and not realize we void of sound wisdom. But don't worry, because Yahweh said he will make the crooked things straight. Brothers and sisters, we got a lot of things that got to be straightened out, especially the children of Israel. So until tomorrow, Yahweh love you, and so do I. Shalom.
Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul.
To your holy name.
Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Singing praises to your holy name. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Singing praises to your holy name.
Bless Yah, all you witnesses, do not forget his benefits. Forgive the iniquities, heal the diseases in my ligaments. The Redeemer and Creator, me from dust, he know I make up merciful and slow to anger. Gracious, only one can save us. Yah, who satisfies my mouth with good things. Bless Yah, who renews me like the eagle's wings. Bless Yah, who made his ways known unto Moses and his acts to the children of Israel, who we chosen. Bless Yah.
Bless Yah, oh my soul. Bless Yah, all his angels. Bless Yah, all his homies. Bless Yah, all his words.
Bless Yahweh, oh my